Are we working for the weekend?
Yes.
Not yet. It's usually Friday.
Oh, okay. Wow. Good for you.
Yeah.
I mean, I like my job, but I like my weekends, too.
We all love our weekends. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's your Thursday morning. Julie and James in on the show this morning, 13th day of August, as we're cruising along in the month and the week already. I was talking to Kurt Smith earlier. Do you think the week's gone fast? Is it me?
Seems like it's gone pretty fast.
Wow. Okay.
James? Normal.
Normal. No. Yeah, all right. Just normal, steady.
Not really.
Okay.
I should have named you Eddie.
There's always been a...
steady Eddie.
Yeah. There's always markers for me that I know when, you know, when the week is passing by.
Okay.
I'm up early on Wednesday. Yeah. I record long show on Tuesday, you know, all that sort of stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Today, 1655, inventor Johann Christoph Denner is born. He invented...
Dinner.
Denner.
Oh.
D-E-N-N-E.
But he invented dinner.
No. He invented the clarinet.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
Cool. I played the clarinet.
You did?
Yeah.
All right.
In fact, we had one on Swap Shop. I was thinking about grabbing it. Nobody heard that.
Let's have you master the sound.
It was a good deal. Did.
Julie's looking for a clarinet.
So that one can sit in the same bag that's collecting dust as
a
saxophone.
I'll be back to back.
During the summer.
It's because it's summertime, James. Yeah. There's other events and activities. And
they stopped playing in New Orleans, too, during the summer. They're like, you know what? We're gonna hang it up for the whole summer.
They should. It's hot out there.
All right. Woman of many talents there. Clarinet, saxophone. We are going to get her to play a song for us, though.
Do you think you'd be able to pick up the clarinet better? Like, faster?
Better? What are you saying?
Yeah, that was,
is that indicative of her saxophone
slip.
Skills?
I saw the headphones up in your room. No.
Yeah. Double foamed.
Yeah. I don't know. That's why I would be curious to see. I mean, I played for 10 years, so you think maybe.
Oh, heck.
Riding a bike.
Yeah. 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 Get on the bike.
Yeah.
You can play saxophone one day, clarinet the next. Okay.
Set up shop on the corner of Grinnell.
That's right. Come out on Saturdays.
Yeah.
You can play along with the elk horn players. Yeah. You know, you could do a little, you could preview them, you know?
Sure. I could be the first
you
act.
You could be the first show. Yeah.
The people at Java
Moon.
People
would throw money at me just to leave.
Yeah, people walk out of Java Moon. They're like, Godfather again?
You could open up your
fifth time in a row.
For the record, I've been playing some Stevie Wonder.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Anything particular from Stevie Wonder you're practicing?
Isn't she lovely? He's got a few that are actually not real complicated, but sound really good. I mean, from him.
Oh, okay. You're not talking about yourself?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know, we are going to, because somebody asked me the other day, is Julie ever going to play her saxophone?
They did? Oh,
yes, they did. So,
You're getting requests.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I'll take song requests.
We can take song requests on the air.
Only from a specific movie trilogy.
You can only request the Godfather theme.
Only from a specific. Hey, maybe Star Wars. Yeah. I'll dive into that one.
All right.
Oh, that one.
He doesn't want that
one. I can't imagine. I'm like, please. Okay. 3 p.m.
All right. How do all your
appreciate
animals...
your support. Jim.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. How do all your animals do with that?
They walk out of the room.
Do they leave? Yeah. When you start playing?
Except for Ruby. Ruby just sits there and stares at me.
Okay. All right. So, yes, we will get Julie to play her favorite song on the saxophone.
Favorite song.
Coming soon.
I'm going to make you all cry.
We can't wait. I can't wait. I really want you to do that. Will you do that?
Okay.
All right. She's game for it. You know, all right.
That's a okay, let's move on.
Okay. Is that an okay, let's move on? Or okay, I'll play it.
I mean,
okay, let's move on.
Just talk about that. And what time is it?
Okay. All right. I won't pin you down, but I am later. I'm going to.
You're going to make me do it.
Yes. I'm going to make you do
it. All right.
Okay. I'll give you some time, though.
What's the worst that can happen?
Right.
People turn the dial. Mm-hmm.
This is an entertainment show.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to be entertained. All right. 1899. It's Alfred Hitchcock's birthday.
Hmm.
Well, not anymore.
Not anymore. Yeah. But the birds. Remember the birds?
Yeah.
I didn't like the birds. I thought that was. I just thought that was one of his. I mean, I haven't seen everything, obviously, but one of his lesser movies, in my opinion. Yeah. Love Rear Window. Vertigo is incredible.
Rear Window, yeah.
Yeah. But the birds are just not for me.
All right. Inventor John Baird was born on this date in 1888. TV. The inventor of TV.
Interesting. Yeah. Wasn't his last name wasn't Zenith or...
Yeah.
Yeah. Or TV.
What was the
or
first Vision, name of the first TV? You don't have that.
Thanks.
Never mind.
I kind of wish they would go back, but... I wish.
I saw the look on your face. I don't know the answer.
Rolled
his eyes.
I kind of wish they would go back to the vacuum tube design because I always thought that those TV sets are really cool. Like the big boxy ones.
Console.
Yeah.
Because furniture.
You can make like they could almost be art.
They were.
Put a screen in them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But they also weighed 1,400 pounds.
Did. Yes, they did. I remember that because I had to pack out the TV every time it didn't work and we had to take it somewhere.
Yeah.
I always think about waterbeds. Like,
That was random.
Well, I'm thinking about heavy furniture.
Oh,
and if you moved into an apartment, think about the pounds of weight you were putting on that floor / ceiling.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Slept in
everybody
a waterbed.
Water
I know.
Jeez. I mean, I didn't have one, but.
I wonder how many people have waterbeds. Those got to be terrible for your back. It cannot be good for your back.
I don't know how you'd slept in one.
Well, you know, you're moving around you're on a boat.
That's what I mean.
Right. This sounds like fun. All right.
God forbid you pop one.
There's still people.
That happened to people.
There's still people using waterbeds.
Really?
Yes.
Where are you even buying
them
from?
Do you know this?
I've heard.
Because I'm one of them.
Yeah. My brother does.
All right. 1889, William Gray patented the coin-operated telephone on this day. Yeah. And then in 1960, like 71 years later, the first two-way telephone conversation by satellite took place.
Hmm.
1960.
Wow.
Today is National Kool-Aid Day.
Kool-Aid. Good.
Yeah. My Kool-Aid.
Skeptics Day today.
Okay. I'm not so sure about that.
Today is Filet Mignon Day.
It's good. Today.
That's a steak cut, right?
Yeah.
Oh, before I mention this last one, one winner last night.
No
Powerball?
Way.
Yeah. $1 billion.
Do we get to find out who? I'm just curious. I mean,
they were in Quincy, Illinois. I don't know the name.
Mm.
I don't know if Illinois.
Not one winner.
I do not think it applies there.
I don't think it does
give it
either.
Wow.
Quincy, Illinois. If they take the cash, if I heard this right,
if
this
they
morning,
take the cash,
if they just take it all, $450 million.
They have
to write a check for $550 million
take
in taxes.
Cash. Take the cash.
No way.
Put it in.
Just giving all that
index
money
funds
out.
And or whatever. You live off $100 million forever.
Well, $450 million if you take.
Yeah, but think of the interest you'd make just keeping it all and making a payment every year.
That's what I'm saying.
Take the billion.
Well, no, that is the amount. It's $450 million
because
you get taxed.
The taxes taken out is $450 million.
Yeah, but you don't have to have the taxes taken out all at once, right?
No, you can.
Oh, well,
you can spread it out.
So take
rest,
the billion and figure out what you got to pay the government every year and make more interest than what.
Some
you're
people
paying.
Do, some people don't. Depends on their preference. So I don't know. I'd have to take a look at it.
Would you rather the rest of your life dealing with taxes from the government on your $1 billion, or would you rather just have it all?
Maybe.
But boy, if you could definitely set up a lineage of giving.
Mm-hmm.
It would be forever. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Okay. And today, guess what today is? It's your day, Julie.
It is?
No, it's not saxophone day or clarinet day.
Okay. Or Godfather day.
Or Godfather day.
Have you ever seen the movie, by the way?
No.
What in the world?
You just like the song?
It's
in book one of learning how to
I mean,
to
it is a, it's a, it's a, one iconic and two pretty simple set of...
I'm on book two.
People. Yeah.
All right, you're moving up. Book two.
You're pigeonholing me into this. Okay. Godfather.
All right. Okay, it's Left-Handers Day.
Hey!
Yes, Julie's left-handed. And guess what? Identical twins are significantly more likely to have different dominant hands.
And we do.
And you do. Your twin sister, Jill. She's right-handed. And you're left.
Yep.
Now, you are in a 10% club.
Oh.
Left-handed people consistently make up about 10 to 12% of the global population.
Wow. What's weird is we have quite a few left-handers that work here. Schreffler is. I
know Steven is, and you.
Sisson?
Is Steve? No, Steve Schreffler is.
Yeah.
And you, who else is left-handed?
Is it Grant?
No.
I don't think so. I think you're the only two.
No, I don't. I'm going to find out.
Okay. You do have faster brain communication?
Yeah, I knew that.
I like that. Good confidence. Because the bundle of nerve fibers connecting the left and right hemisphere of the brain tend to be larger in left-handed individuals. Mm. So this allows for faster communication, processing information quickly. You have a unique sports advantage. Lefties often excel in what sport?
Baseball.
Yes.
But I bat right-handed.
Always tell them. That doesn't matter.
You do?
Yeah. That doesn't matter.
No.
If I always say it whenever I'm calling baseball. If you got a left-handed kid, teach him how to pitch. Because you'll go a lot further than any right-handed kid. More likely.
Oh, yeah.
Good advice from James there. They scribe in a righty world in many languages. Writing goes from left to right. Left-handed people often have to pull their pen across the page rather than push it.
That's how I know who's writing.
Leading to the infamous lefty smudge.
Yes.
Okay. Slight underwater advantage. Left-handed individuals adopt more quickly to seeing underwater.
Well, not in my case.
Not in Julie's case.
Weird.
I have very poor vision.
Runs in the family.
Yes. Typing efficiency. Left-handed typists actually have a structural advantage. Hundreds of the English words can be typed using the left hand only.
Hmm.
So you have an advantage there. Yeah.
Wonder why.
I think that most of the important vowels are on the left side. A, E, or O.
Yeah, but I wonder why it was designed that way. Sorry, jumping off
the
that
QWERTY
cliff.
Keyboard is unique in its own sense.
Yeah. The QWERTY keyboard. So you have your own holiday, August 13th. So today's your day.
There you go.
It was created in 1992.
After we were trying to rid the world of the left-handers for so long.
We started a cult.
Yeah.
Yep.
I had a third grade teacher that tried to make me write right-handed.
Yeah.
That's terrible. So what do you about to do about scissors?
Just in general? I think we should keep them around.
I use right-handed.
Do you use right-handed scissors?
I just cut right-handed. I conformed.
Oh, really? You do cut right-handed.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Makes it easier that way?
Well, yeah. You do what you got to do, Bob.
Okay.
Left-handed, yeah. Real struggle out here.
Yeah.
Yeah. The struggle is real.
Yeah.
Can't use wide out. The
binders on books.
Great. Yeah.
No, she can't use white out.
No, she cannot.
I don't know why
know.
That thing messes up.
I try to read some of the stuff. And I'm like, you just colored over top of this. I can't read this.
It's like a first grader. Yeah.
It is. I don't know.
That's all right, Julie. All right, but it's your day.
It's my day.
She will play saxophone someday.
Okay.
Just in general,
we'll give you a heads up of when.
We'll give you a heads up when. We'll have a larger audience than normal that day.
Or less.
Bring in Dr. Eric Richards from the college, and he'll be like, yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
There you go. You're listening to Caroe Sheridan. Fox News on the way next. Steve Schreffler, the other lefty in the building. Yeah, he's got Swap Shop coming your way. Good morning.